A Very Filthy Advent Calendar 2021. Day 6. Like Demons Do, written by Shamil and read by Chubb. For the prompt, Monstrous Anatomy. Aziraphale had gone 6,000 years thinking that angels and demons were completely different entities. He'd believed that through and through. He'd clung to that conviction even when Crowley showed him repeatedly how wrong he was. The penny dropped only when he allowed it to drop, just before Armageddon, when he realized he could go back to Earth if he just possessed a human, like demons did. And that had been all well and good, but the full range of possibilities had escaped him until now. Now, with Crowley wrapped around him, half man, half snake, fangs and claws and forked tongues stroking behind his ear, tickling him. He even had a delectable set of penises, two of them, which suited Aziraphale and his freshly discovered insatiability perfectly. When one cock was spent, Crowley could continue with the other, and back again until Aziraphale threw in the towel. Metaphorically and literally, there were always many fluids involved. And so Aziraphale found himself wondering, if Crowley had a monstrous form, did he have one as well? Since the world hadn't ended, Crowley had decided to take a break from tempting humans, and decided to tempt Aziraphale instead. Now that there was no danger hanging over their heads anymore, and they were free to indulge in each other as much as they liked, it was a lot of fun to follow Aziraphale down whatever naughty road he wanted to traverse that day, see where it led. There were still many "should I?" and "may I?" and "oh, Crowley, I don't know if it's proper" from Aziraphale, but now it was merely play. He wanted to hear all the reasons he should indulge, and Crowley loved giving them to him. Yes, he should. Yes, he may. And yes, it was definitely not proper, and that was even more incentive to do it. How lewd could Aziraphale get when he wasn't all buttoned up and put together? Crowley was enjoying finding out. The day Aziraphale brought up finding out whether he also had a monstrous form, Crowley had trouble reining in his enthusiasm. When Aziraphale wondered aloud whether it was something they should take to the bedroom, Crowley bit the inside of his cheek. And when Aziraphale confessed that, at least the first few times, he wanted it to be pitch dark and didn't want to be seen, Crowley felt his erection twitching against the strict confines of his jeans. Being locked in the dark, at the mercy of an Aziraphale that was more monster than man? Well, that sounded like something right out of his dearest fantasies. Before they could go through with it, though, Aziraphale required him to promise, and promise again, that he'd defend himself if the angel didn't have much, or any, control over his monstrous form. That he'd fight back with his full powers, if necessary. Aziraphale didn't stop until Crowley pointed out that it was vaguely offensive to assume he was the weaker one. "Darling, I only want to do this as safely as possible." "I'd defend myself, Aziraphale," I've promised, all right? You know I don't lie. Not to you. That was finally enough for Aziraphale's face to light up, and for the matter to be settled. Crowley nibbled at his lower lip as he waited in the darkness, entirely naked, an offering to the beast. He could feel the goosebumps prickling on his arms and legs, nothing to do with the cold, but rather with how excited he was to finally try this. He didn't know why this ticked so many boxes for him. There was just something about the idea of Aziraphale becoming unhinged, giving in to his most wild desires, that set him off like a firework. His cock was already half-hard, and Aziraphale was across the room from him, hadn't touched him at all. "Ready when you are, Angel." His voice sounded rough to his own ears. He heard the angel taking a deep breath. "All right, I am. Ready, that is. And Crowley?"
"Yes?"
"I wouldn't do this with anyone but you." It was something Aziraphale did often, lacing lust with deep-seated affection and trust, and it only made Crowley feel all the wobblier for it. He made a soft noise in response, not quite knowing what to say. And then Aziraphale's raw power hit him. The air grew heavy and electric with it. The floor under his feet shook, so did his breath.
"This must be what humans feel like before bungee jumping," he thought, ridiculously.
The rush of adrenaline, the anticipation, it was all perfect.
"Aziraphale," he called out in the dark.
"Crowley!"
Crowley's earthly name was superimposed with his actual name, the demonic one, the one only Hell and Aziraphale knew, the one that gave the other person power over him. He dropped to his knees. He realized, distantly, that maybe Aziraphale hadn't meant to, that he simply could not manage to speak in any human language. His knees burned from the hit, and he didn't care, turning towards the sound of the angel's voice, anticipating being touched by him. The wave of unfiltered lust struck him before the angel could reach him. Aziraphale wanted him, burnt with a desire for him. It was something hot and possessive and primal, a need to have him in any way that was possible, to claim him as his, to sate a hunger that had been burning for thousands of years and would never entirely go away. It was everything Crowley had always dreamed about. His lips were already parted. They offered no resistance to the sudden push of a stiff cock between them. Crowley closed his eyes and relaxed his throat, letting Aziraphale in all the way down, distantly registering this was much, much thicker than what the angel would usually choose for himself. It was a cock that would split him in half if he tried to take it up the arse, and suddenly he wanted nothing more than to try that. Behind his head, keeping him still as Aziraphale fucked into his mouth, there were fingers, and it didn't quite feel as if there were five. 3, 4 maybe. Definitely clawed. Crowley whined around the cock in his mouth, not knowing what to do with himself, aroused half out of his mind. He wrapped a hand around his own cock and squeezed, trying to give himself some relief. While he loved pleasing Aziraphale, there was something to appreciate about the relief of doing nothing too, of just kneeling there and taking it. The angel, terrifying, wonderful, incredible being that he was, kept thrusting into his mouth, and Crowley let himself drift in the feeling of it, slipping into a mental space where he was nothing but a thing to be used, loved, claimed. Time blurring at the edges, his leaking cock a sweet ache between his legs. Aziraphale grunted hungrily over him, grip tightening on his head, and Crowley's eyes widened in the dark as he felt the angel coming down his throat. He was surprised, couldn't tell how much time had passed, and only managed to swallow part of it, hot semen dripping down the corner of his lips in a way that felt egregiously filthy. He almost came himself just from the feeling of it. Aziraphale pulled back, but before Crowley could catch his breath and wipe his face, he was being lifted bodily off the floor, two strong hands clasping under his buttocks and pulling him up. He realized in that moment that Aziraphale was also much taller in this form, and possibly also much, much stronger. He got pinned against the nearest wall, legs thrown over the angel's shoulders, as Aziraphale took him into his mouth and sucked him off with no preamble. Crowley yelped and scrambled for something to hold on to, nails scratching against the smooth surface of the wall. Aziraphale's abnormally long tongue slipped out of his lips to lap at his balls with an obscene wet sound that Crowley would never forget. Just when he thought this was going to be over very quickly, that he was about to finish, he heard a noise on the left and on the right of his face, the scrape of something hard against concrete. He reached out blindly until one of his hands gained purchase on something smooth and tubular. He followed its shape down and ended up in Aziraphale's hair. It took his addled brain several long moments to process and realize that it was a horn. He was touching horns. Aziraphale had two long horns that were crashing into the wall as he sucked him, and he seemed to quite enjoy the feeling of Crowley stroking them, if the animal noises he made below him was any sign. Aziraphale swallowed around him and pressed his knuckle against Crowley's asshole, and Crowley was done for, legs twitching, as he let his orgasm course through him, hearing Aziraphale's noises of appreciation as he gulped him down. They did not differ much from the sounds he made when he ate something particularly delicious, and there was something reassuring about it, how he was still very much his angel underneath it all. Crowley was lowered to the floor and turned around, face to the wall. He realized quickly what Aziraphale wanted from him and rushed to comply, hands flat against the wall as he arched his back and exposed his ass, ready for the taking. Aziraphale gave him one last long lick, from his perineum across his asshole, all the way to the small of his back, his tongue feeling impossibly larger and longer than Crowley knew it to be, before lining himself up behind him. Then he seemed to hesitate for a moment.
Crowley! Crowley! Is this okay?
Evidently, self-control was creeping back into his mind. In time, he'd learned to control his monstrous form just as well as he controlled his human one, but that was a long time in the future. For now, Crowley pressed back against the tip of the monstrous cock that was tickling his entrance, turned around, and told the darkness,
"Wreck me."
Aziraphale did. This time the angel lasted much longer. Deep, quick thrusts that pushed against Crowley's most sensitive spot, time after time after time, until his knees were shaking, only Aziraphale's strong hands holding him up. He felt like a man at sea, a ragdoll, a puppet with no strings, weak and at the mercy of the monster that loved him and desired him so. At some point, he registered a tail whipping against his ankles. How weird, he thought deliriously. How hot. He sobbed as another orgasm was wrenched out of him, splatters hitting the wall. Aziraphale kept going, dragged him to the floor so he could have him on his back, then on top of him, then from behind again, both of them tangled together like beasts. Crowley lost track of time, lost count of how many times he'd come, possibly lost some of his sanity too. But it was a sweet madness, and he loved every second of it. Aziraphale felt like he should apologize. When he came to, they were wrapped in a blanket on the floor, both of them covered in dried cum, Crowley even more so than himself. It was indecent, so he snapped his fingers to clean them up, which earned him a weak whine from his demon. I was enjoying that. Aziraphale kissed his forehead.
I'm afraid I have been too rough with you. I'm sorry.
I was also enjoying that.
You can also enjoy a warm bath and some biscuits, surely.
I don't need to be coddled, Aziraphale. I knew what I was walking into. I could have stopped it at any moment.
I could tell, but a little rest and some food have never hurt anyone.
Crowley groaned, not moving from his spot on the floor. Aziraphale decided it was time to bring out the big guns.
For me, please?
He batted his eyelashes. Fine, fine. They stood up together, and Aziraphale spotted the demon checking that everything was back in place with him. It was. It should have been. He thought he'd done a pretty good job at tucking the monster away, ready for the next time. Just like Crowley, to always be looking out for him, even when he'd just been fucked within an inch of his life and was swaying on his feet.
I'm running your bath. I don't want to hear any objections.
Crowley looked at him, rolled his eyes, and grinned. If you must. It was only hours later that Crowley saw fit to mention to him that he still had his tail, a long, soft thing with a little golden-brown tuft at the end, and that he found it quite endearing, too. The end.